Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and will hide its words in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations boldly through the blood of Jesus and your children, the heirs of God. With the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God. And peace to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, we pray for the upcoming election being held in the United States of America. We pray that your divine will, purpose, and plan be fulfilled as we elect righteous candidates who walk in the truth, are full of integrity, and are committed to obeying God rather than man. There will be a landslide of votes for righteousness in this election. We invite you to increase your government and peace in our land. And we bring every aspect of this nation and our elections under Kingdom of God jurisdiction. We pray that every citizen, candidate, and government official will be subject to the authority of the Kingdom of God. Lord, we pray that godly leaders, born again and spirit-filled, be elected and appointed in this election. There will be a landslide of votes for righteousness in this election. Righteous policies and so concerning every candidate, to give voters to elect candidates that will uphold moral values and rule in the fear of the Lord. sanctity of marriage between a man and a woman, protect the unborn, and denounce the gender self-identification, identity confusion, homosexuality, and the sexualization of our children in schools. We pray that those elected will adopt sound, economic, informed policies, will protect our sovereignty and our borders, and will execute justice and judgment to protect our citizens. We pray that all righteous candidates speak with words of wisdom promoting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that none can gainsay nor resist. The landslide of votes for righteousness in this election. The true judge, lawgiver, and king. So deliver us from the deception of those whose values reflect beliefs that call evil good and good evil. We pray that Christian leaders and influencers will be heard in this election from all mountains of influence in the 12 redeeming states and nationally that will be God's leading pillars of righteousness. There will be a landslide of votes for righteousness in this election. Polling place, voting booth, ballot box, and the counting of the ballots to disappoint the devices of the crafty so their hands cannot perform their enterprise or election fraud. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything concerning all political parties, candidates, and their campaigns, media coverage, debates, and the occult of votes for this election. Lord, bring every evil device to naught and destroy all unfruitful works of darkness in Jesus' name during this entire campaign season from now until all votes are tallied and results are verified and published. We lose the power of God for miracles, signs, and wonders confirming your righteous cause. Thank you for the angels executing your commandments throughout this election. We decree clear timely, immediate election results that glorify God that day of the election. We declare that the righteous are in authority and the people are rejoicing. Thank you, Lord, that the United States of America is one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
I have to say real quick, Rebecca and John, this is live. And I put the wrong date on YouTube. I will fix it. So thank you for letting me know that, though. Here we go. Matthew what? Oh, 13. Okay, Matthew 13. Well, let me get rid of this daily versus thing so it's bigger. Here we go. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. And some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth." Excuse me. Verse 6. "But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Verse 10, "And the disciples came and said to him, 'Who do you speak? Or why do you speak to them in parables?' He answered and said to them, 'Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given.'" Verse 12. "For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive.' For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." Verse 18, "Therefore hear the parables of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside." That's when it's so important. Whenever you sit down to read your Bible, ask Holy Spirit for understanding as you're reading. Thank you. And the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have even what he has will be taken away from him." When the parables asked the disciples. And awesome smoothies. Dandelion top. Coconut and almond milk and maple syrup. It was really, really good. Really good. Sunday. Thank you. And the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them..." Say that again, Audrey. Oh, maybe she... Oh, okay. I thought you were talking to us. Okay, here we go. Verse 11, he answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But to whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables. Because seeing, they do not see, and hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, 'Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on the stony places... This is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when the tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who received the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who received the seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100, some 60, some 30. Shall I keep going? Sure. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven." Oh. Thank you. the people on the earth who do not understand faith and how it works. Thank you, Lord, that you have revealed it to me, to us. And help us get it like you want us to get it. In Jesus' mighty name. Yeah, it's Saturday night Q&A, and speaking the word is how you feed your seed. Speaking the word is how you feed your seed. Verse 20, my son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. Okay, that's John the Baptist prepares the way in the baptism of Jesus. So he's not to the wilderness yet, so maybe four. The temptation, is that where you want to begin? All right, here we go. Then Jesus... I was typing the verses in. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted, all right. Amen. Verse 2, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Verse 8, and again the devil took him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you'll fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. And I'll keep going. Matthew 12. Now when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he departed Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time. Yeah, you are now. The region, yes. If it's him or not, yes. I don't. And I love it that all he did was speak the word of God, reminded the enemy, and the devil had to leave him. I love that. And Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Are you asking me? Oh, anytime. He's always near. Now. Yeah. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Sometimes I know when I'm praying, I get flailing my arms and it might happen, but no, I'm sitting still right now. Okay, let's read verse 7 again. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth a bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Verse 11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. The hidden wisdom. Yeah. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom of God, which ordained hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have
Sam, shut up. It's never in the house.
Ten to ten. Yes. Three or five. Oh, I guess there was kind of some in 63, 64, and 65, wasn't there? All right. Psalm 63. A Psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands to your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me, but those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God, for everyone who swears by him shall glory. But the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. Amen. All right, I'll read these. All right, I'll read the verses out of the Bible that talk about communion the night before Jesus was betrayed with the disciples. He shared communion. And you can run and get your communion elements if you don't already have them. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting at verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And now First John 4:17-18 speaks of God's perfect love for us. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Amen. So if there is anyone with us now or in the future that sees this video and you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, right now we're going to pray the prayer or a prayer of salvation. So you have the opportunity right now to make Jesus the Lord of your life. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us. Excuse me for just a second. So now we have the prayer up on the screen here. Pray this out loud. Pray this from the very depths of your heart. This is the prayer that will change your life here on earth and eternity. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life, and I make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer with us for the first time, we say welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the family of God. And we'd love to hear from you. Our contact information is in the notes in every YouTube program, as well as our schedule for when we're here. So please get a hold of us, or you can also go to samueljcottle.com. That's the Community of Faith webpage, and our contact information is there, as long as some prayer, or as well as some prayers and other things for you. And join us whenever you can. We have this wonderful group of believers here called the Community of Faith family, and they're an amazing and wonderful support for you. So please join us whenever you can. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email. Pastor would love to help bring understanding to any questions you have. And now you're free to receive communion with us. So let's all pray this together. First, we're going to pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. But first, let's hold up our communion elements and let's pray over them. Father, we thank you for these communion elements and for this time together, honor and remember everything you did for us. We bless these elements and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now let's pray this out loud. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for everything you suffered to save us. And now let's lift up the juice and let's pray. I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And now let's receive the juice together. We thank you again, Father, for your cleansing, healing, life-giving blood as we receive it together today. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and now it looks like Pastor has left us again, and Sister Phyllis is not here, so we'll put up the verses, Ephesians 1, 17 to 23, and read, oops, I shut my e-sword down, there it is, and we'll we didn't know where you were. It is verses 17 to 23. We pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power, and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. That's us. The fullness of him who fills all in all. Amen. And now we'll read Revelations 1, 5 to 7. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. Amen. We love you. Whoops. We love you and God loves you. Yes. And Jesus is Lord. Amen. Love you, Audrey. And Sunday, thanks for being here.
Amen.